The United States says it has serious concerns about the docking of a sanctioned Russian cargo vessel at a South African port last year. It says the Russian ship, the Lady R, picked up weapons during its stop at a Cape Town naval base in December. The comments have angered South Africa, which says there's no evidence to support the claim, but it's promised an investigation. South Africa has refused to condemn Russia's invasion of Ukraine, saying it wants to remain neutral in the conflict. Well, Richard Calland is from the University of Cape Town. He says President Ramaphosa has given Parliament a very muddled explanation.
The presidency has equivocated somewhat. On the one hand, President Ramaphosa told Parliament this afternoon that he would need to look into it. I think that was an unsatisfactory answer in the circumstances when a major power like the United States, in the context of the Ukrainian war, makes such an averment with such forcefulness as the ambassador of the United States to South Africa did this afternoon. I think it requires a clear response. However, on the one hand, the United States have refused to hand over the evidence, as it were, to the South African government. They say, according to the presidency of South Africa, that they will only do so to a credible authority. So that raises the question of whether the United States now distrusts the South African government to such an extent that it's unwilling to give such evidence over to them. The presidency tells me that the president of South Africa, Cyril Ramaphosa, therefore had no choice, faced by, on the one hand, this averment from the Americans, on the other hand, his own government saying that they have no knowledge of this. The defense ministry has told the presidency they have not sold or given arms to the Russians, and therefore the president has had to react by appointing a former judge to look into the matter.